what made you decide you wanted to be part of this very special event?
Well, I've always loved working at York and coming to visit York, and I've always loved riding out, and riding on the Knavesmire and coming down that finish straight would just be an unreal feeling, and it's such an amazing course, and it's a charity that I think everyone should support.
I mean, 30, it's all very well on a nice, quiet sort of Thursday afternoon, but the 30,000 plus people factors in involved as well.
It will definitely be intimidating, but to have that many people watching you riding, I mean, we're not professionals, but it will just be insane. It'll be amazing.
You relish a challenge, basically, is what you're telling me, isn't it?
Definitely. It's a good challenge. I'm up for it, and I think it'll be very rewarding.
And a local from Ripon, another racing city.
Yep.
But when did you actually first sit on a horse?
First sat on a horse, I would have been about 5 years old. My granddad, he was a jockey, and my family have always been into racing. So basically, as soon as I could walk and talk, I was thrown onto the horses.
And you came here as a young nipper. You've seen it from all sides.
Yeah, definitely. I've always been coming to York as a race goer, and as well as all the other local tracks. It's just something I really enjoy.
And was it perhaps last year's race when you saw, you know, obviously that it had to take a pause while we came through the COVID situation? Watching last year's race, did that really sort of whet the appetite, saying, give me an application form?
Definitely. Well, I was able to see it hands-on and work with the riders because I'm lucky enough to work at York Racecourse, and it just made me really want to be involved and do what they did too.
So how are you preparing? Because obviously you have a full-time job, but you're riding out for Mark Walford.
Yeah, riding out for Mark Walford. He's been so supportive. I've worked for him for the last few years, riding out and being on the yard. He's prepping me a good horse, fingers crossed. It's very quick. And I've been working with James, who runs X-Compete. He trains some of the jockeys, and he's been really good training me and getting me doing all the work in the gym.
And what are you going to do between now and race day? Anything extra or just...
Well, really important to stick to a routine, because if you get out your routine, then it might all fall out of place. But keeping in the gym, keep riding out and keep getting fit.
And are you watching a few races just for a few sort of tactical tips about these things? Because you've got a bend to negotiate sort of quite early on. The bend comes very quickly.
Definitely. Well, even whilst we've been working at the Dante Festival, I'm watching all the jockeys, I'm re-watching all the races. I've re-watched last year's charity race about 10 times, seeing what everyone did and what I could do to improve and stuff like that.
And let us stress, this is for Macmillan, and if people would like to support you, how can they do it?
If you go onto York Racecourse website, there is a news story about all the charity riders, and there's a link that takes you to everybody's Just Giving pages, and you'll be able to see how much everyone's raised so far. There'll be some updates on what everyone's doing to fundraise, and all we can ask is everyone supports the amazing charity.
So what else are you doing to try and raise funds? Because we've had all sorts of harebrained schemes over the years. Have you got anything particular in mind?
I've really enjoyed doing pub quiz nights. Everyone seems to get involved with them. I've done a karaoke night. I've done lots of bake sales. I'm finding it easier to do small things more often. That really helps with fitting with the work schedule and the fitness schedule and that kind of stuff.
You're not jumping out of aircraft or anything like that?
No, I won't be jumping out of an aircraft. I'm going to try keep my limbs intact for race day.
What you need is stay in one piece.
Yeah.
But are you a nervous person? You're very relaxed and you seem at ease with the world as I'm talking to you. As that race day gets ever closer, might there be a tad of nerves around the place?
Definitely. I'll be very nervous the night before, but like I say, I've got a great support team. Everyone's been amazing and it is making me feel a lot better. I've got Mark supporting me, and hopefully keeping me calm on race day.
And as we look out from here over the track, that's a long old finishing straight, isn't it?
It's very long. I was watching the jockeys yesterday pushing on at the final few furlongs and it looked very tiring, but hopefully when I pass my fitness test, I'll be able to do it too.
And for you, let's hope it is a dream come true. But is this a one-off, or have you got ambitions for a licence or anything like that?
No ambitions for a licence. It's a one-off. It's an absolute dream of mine to be able to ride down the Knavesmire. I've never aspired to be a jockey, but to be able to say I've done this is amazing. And it will be so rewarding again to raise the money that I am doing for Macmillan.